Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word Radio Program. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. I want to welcome you today. I hope you've had a good weekend. I'd like to thank all of you who have joined in to listen to us over the last couple of weeks. We've been working diligently to try to get all the little bugs worked out, and we've got a ways to go yet, but we are working on it. We just pray that you have gotten some good out of what we've had to say. We're trying to help to educate those who don't understand who the false preachers and teachers are in today's churches. So that's really our goal. That's our ministry. That's our avenue we've taken that the Lord has directed us on. Excuse me. And we just pray that we're doing a halfway decent job and that you are getting something out of it and are beginning to discern the difference between the true word of God and the falsehoods that are being taught in the churches today and with the regular churches, also the TV evangelists, things of that nature. So we welcome you again today. Pray that you've had, again, like I said, a good weekend. We pray you have a good week to come. We love each one of you. Thank you for all you do for us and you've done for us. And we pray that you would continue to help pray for us naturally, but also to help us financially to support the ministry that we work hard for the Lord with. I want to talk a little bit today about Creflo Dollar. As we've all heard the last week in the news, he was arrested for some problems he had with a daughter. I guess it was one of his teenage daughters. It's a shame things like that have to happen, but they do. The bad thing about this is I don't understand. He was arrested for the actual simple battery, family violence, and cruelty to children was what the charges were. By the time you hear this, there's I'm sure to be a lot of updates that's come out since. We'll try to get to them as quickly as possible for you. For those who don't understand, but evidently on a Friday night, him and his daughter was talking about a party she wanted to go to the next night. He told her she couldn't go because she had bad grades in school. Don't know exactly what happened at this point as we're recording this anyway, but one thing led to another, and the allegations are is that he slapped her in the face, he choked her, threw her on the floor, and hit her, and hit her, took his shoe off and hit her with his shoe. Creflo says that all he did really was just to, spank her. That wasn't nothing to it. But the sad thing about all of this is makes you wonder what's going on in that home, number one. The girl who was the victim here, complainant, her older sister or her sister, I don't know if it's older sister or not, I shouldn't say that, but her sister was there and her sister testified that so that's exactly what had happened. There was two reports that she wrote, two testimonies. One of them was that she her father didn't do anything wrong, he just spanked her. And when the police officer asked her, why did you change your story, she said, well, because when I was writing my testimony out, my mom and dad were with me, and I really didn't want him to get arrested. The police officer evidently talked to her at that point about, well, you need to tell the truth and write down what the truth is. So she sat down and wrote out her testimony without anybody watching her, and she wrote the exact same testimony that she had given the first time about her dad choking her sister and beating her with a shoe and slapping her in the face, throwing her on the floor, that kind of stuff. So it makes me wonder what's going on. And, I did a little checking to see what's some of the background on Creflo Dollar, which, I'm sure any of you that know me know that I'm not a real fond person of Creflo Dollar simply because he preaches the money gospel. That's his big, big thing. And he's he's in love with money. There's no doubt in my mind the man is in love with money. But, some of the things he said in the past really is what woke me up. I was reading some articles about how, not only the article, but there was a YouTube video of his where, he was talking about tithing and paraphrasing all this because I don't have the transcript in front of me, but you can look that up. It's Creflo Dollar, tithing and sinners, crooks, those not tithing, shot with Uzis, that type of thing, and you'll find it. But he mentioned that when he was building his new church, he wanted to, well, I guess he said he thought about putting in, you know, one of these rotating counter machines, you know, and he'd give everybody a card, and it came there, and when they put their card in, if they were a tither, you know, it would be, you know, hallelujah, welcome to, you know, the Dome Church, blah, blah, blah. You'd hear that in, you know, over the speakers. But those that put their card in and weren't tithers, that did not tithe, the speakers would come on and they would start yelling and lights would flash, red and blue lights and everything and sirens. And you'd hear this big booming voice, crook, 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 crook. And he said, what we would do with the crooks is we'd take them all, line them up, get Uzi machine guns, aiming at them. He said, because God wants believers in churches, in his church. And he'd take this machine gun and they would shoot him and they would take him out back in a big hole and bury him. And he said, aren't you just glad that we're under the blood protection of the blood of Jesus? Because if we weren't under the blood of Jesus, he said, there'd be a lot of this going on. And he said, I'd be tempted to try it. Now that really brought to mind to me, what's the mindset of this man? I've always said that he's the crook, that he's a false preacher, he's a false teacher. He does not follow the Bible and the scriptures. He puts forth what he thinks you want to hear and what he, little tidbits of verses out of the Bible to make you believe things the way he wants you to believe them. I've always said that. He's proven it to me many times that's exactly how he is. But this other stuff started bringing to my mind, what's his real mindset with things? You know, Benny Hinn one time said, I wish I could take a machine gun, a Holy Ghost machine gun, and just shoot all these people who don't believe, like he does. What's with these people? I mean, have they gotten so high and mighty that they think that they're now kings and rulers? I don't understand that at all. That mindset's scary, folks. That is certainly not the mindset of a prophet of God or a man of God, a man of the cloth. There's no way, shape, or form is that have anything to do with God. God can and conduct any kind of business he wants. But we are once we took the call of the Lord, our job is to preach the gospel the way Christ taught us, the scriptures in whole. You know, the whole of the scripture, not just, you know, pick and choose, nitpick here and there, cherry pick what I want out of there to make you feel good. I don't know if Crepo Dollar's guilty. If I had to make a decision right now, I'd say it sounds pretty bad for him, simply because of his past comments and remarks. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know this. The man has been preaching the false gospel for years and years. Possibly what's happened, folks, is, you know, that old saying you hear, what goes around comes around? Well, that's possibly what we got here. Maybe it's all coming back to haunt Mr. Dollar, as the old saying goes. I don't believe in haunts personally, but I do know that there are demon spirits. Satan is alive and well, as they say, for now. And he's got a lot of demons out there disguised as angels of light. They can deceive us. They have deceived many people. I believe Creflo Dollar is one of the people that has been deceived by Satan. I believe it with all my heart. I'm sick to my stomach about it. It saddens me and sickens me to think to know that I believe that way about this gentleman. But his fruits tell his ways. I mean, you know, why I recognize him by his fruits. There's a lot of falsehoods in his ministry, more falsehoods than scripture, true scripture. And he's led so many people down the wrong path. So Creflo, I'm certainly praying for you. Creflo Dollar, I pray for you. I love you as a person. you're one of God's children that he created. Hopefully you become one of Jesus's children and follow the Lord as you're supposed to. I'd like to see you get your heart straightened out. I'm not sure where you're coming from anymore. I know I've seen some pretty ridiculous, stupid stuff that you have pulled lately. And what I'd like you people out there to do is I'd like you to go to our website, www.forgottenword.org. Look for Creflo Dollar. There's some pages on there about him. We're going to put more up there. We're going to really show you what this man has done lately. It's just absolutely mind-boggling. People bringing money up, putting it on the steps of the altar, and him going up there dancing on it and screaming and yahooing and yahooing and yipping and yapping about how great it is. He said money is one of the things that will keep you in heaven. I mean, the man said this. Your tithes is one of the things that will keep you in heaven. It's a sad display, folks. So I want you to go to the website. I want you to look it up. I want you to read what's there. We're going to be putting some new information on there about Creflo Dollar. We've got some there now, but we're going to be adding to it. It's probably going to be there by the time you hear this message. It's now, this message is a few days away from actually being broadcast now where we're, when we're, you know, recording it. But anyway, go to the website. Read about Creflo Dollar, folks. Don't just listen to what he's got to say and then take it verbatim and think it's the gospel. You test that man against the scriptures. That's what you're supposed to do. Use your discernment. Pray to God to give you that. Open your eyes and your heart and your mind and to be able to use the discernment and have the Holy Ghost lead you in your decision making. I appreciate that. I'm glad you could come with us today. I want to mention a little bit real quickly about our website. We got hacked by someone. Don't know who it was. Google is working on getting the, hopefully by the time you hear this, it'll be straightened out. We've got all the malicious software off of the website. Our server, got hacked. So there's nothing on there anymore. It's clean, but Google still has a pop-up as of this recording stating that this site can harm your computer. We just want to let you know that's not the case anymore. We did get hacked. It was over, by the time you hear this, it'll be a week old. But we just want to let you know about it. Google's working on the problem. Hopefully by the time you hear this, it'll be completely off of there. You won't see anything about it, but there may be some traces of old cached pages that Google had that will pop up that you'll see that writing on there, but that's no longer the case. The site is now cleaned up again. Our host company was telling me that religious sites get hacked all the time, and that's sad. That just shows how busy Satan is, and it's a sad, sad display. We got to keep fighting forward, folks. We got to keep struggling, trying to get the gospel, the true gospel, out to everyone so that we know what's real, what's not real. We can get souls brought to the place where they can understand the gospel. The Holy Ghost can work on them. They can accept Jesus as their Savior. That's the goal. That's the end goal for all of us here, is to help save souls and bring them to Christ. We love you, folks. I'd like you just to bear with us. Keep coming back every day. We're going to work hard to try to make things as good as possible, as educational as possible. We're going to have some guests shortly. God bless you. Love you. See you tomorrow.